Quahoga Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Lowe, Alex Bauman, bringing you the call tonight. We're at the Allen Brew Market scoring table. Sylacauga coming off a dominant win at Lincoln after a nail-biter in OT against Briarwood to start off the week. One more game left in the week after tonight. Tomorrow night at home against the Winterboro Bulldogs. Need to see everybody at Douglas Martin Court. An important area game, Alex. We talked about it before the girls' game. This win is just as important as the win on Tuesday night for the varsity boys. If you beat Briarwood, it was great. You needed to win that game. But you still need to win this one to stay even in the standings with Briarwood and get a coin flip at the end of the year to potentially host the area tournament. A very big game against an improved Shelby County team, a very up-and-down Shelby County team. They play Briarwood close, almost beat the Lions. And they go to Clay Central on Tuesday and then lose. So you don't really know what you're going to get out of this Chase Cornelius coach team. It could be really good. It could be not so good. I think the Aggies should err on the side of caution.
Shelby County plays their best games at their home floor. Clay Central, when they had them at home, lost that game 57-51. Played them close. And then you talked about it, Jeremy, the 80-72 win against, or loss against Briarwood at home. Could have had that game. Some things got away from them late in that matchup with the Lions. And last year, Shelby County at home playing Sylacauga. Final score is 64-56 in favor of the Aggies. That game was close throughout until the very end with Sylacauga pulling away. Shelby County plays their best games on this intimate home court environment. The Aggies, having already played two games in two straight nights, you have to wonder, do the legs finally get to the Aggies? C.J. Franklin, Eric O'Neill, and Josh Peer have been playing outstanding basketball. In my opinion, it's going to come down to who outside of those big three step up for Sylacauga tonight. Is it Corbin Patterson? Is it KT, who played a huge role in the win against Briarwood defensively? Is it Whetstone? Is it Holtzclaw? Is it Sarayan? Who comes off the bench, or who else in the starting lineup tonight helps the big three of Sylacauga pick up an area win, which is needed because they're tied with Briarwood, and if you're Sylacauga, you can't worry about what Briarwood's doing the rest of the season. Just do you, do what Sylacauga does, win your basketball games, and if it comes down to a coin flip, it comes down to it. But if it doesn't, you love it.
Varsity girls got a big win. Now Sylacauga boys trying to follow it up. It was C.J. Franklin on Tuesday. It was Josh Spear last night, as he was your star physical therapy, star player of the game. Is it time for a Corbin Patterson or an Eric O'Neill? We know that Josh leads the team in scoring. We know CJ, probably the most explosive scorer on the team, can score in bunches. Still waiting, Eric O'Neill. We know he has it in him to pull off a 25-30 point night. Could you get a night like tonight from Eric O'Neill, who does lead the team in 3-point percentage? He just doesn't put it up as often as some others. So a lot coming your way here tonight. Sylacauga and Shelby County tip-off and the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups on the other side of this break. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Cold weather rolls into Alabama. Make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
About to get your starting lineups brought to you by Coosa Valley Medical Center. And tonight, Central Alabama Community College tip-off. Sylacauga and Shelby County. Well, we know Shelby County likes to shoot a lot of threes, Alex. You got to watch Sutton Reed, Ryan Sipes, and a few others. And we know Sylacauga is going to want to attack the basket here against the Shelby County team that they ran up and down the floor against the first time out.
Sylacauga getting that three-point shot flowing is huge for them. They love to drive to the basket. Sylacauga is at their best, though, when they get the three-pointer to fall, because it draws those defenders out and allows Sylacauga to beat people off the dribble, and it's hard to keep Sylacauga in front of you at all times. Shelby County loves to shoot the three-pointer, has kept them in a lot of basketball games. kept him in the game against Briarwood, and it all starts with Sutton Reed, the young sophomore, who, similar to Drew Mears for Briarwood, is their offensive engine. 2 years younger than Drew Mears, so there's no telling the potential for a guy in Sutton Reed.
Getting those starting lineups over the PA, we kind of figure we know who it'll be for the Aggies. CJ, Josh, Corbin, Eric, and I think that's going to be Tristan Whetstone, your starting five for the Aggies. Pretty good starting five, Alex. It's good enough to get a big win last night at Lincoln.
It was. Tristan Whetstone, after a little bit of a struggle against Briarwood, I thought responded really well against Lincoln. Did some dirty work that Coach Jones wants his big men to do.
Shelby County lineups being called out over the PA. Chase Cornelius, his second season as the head coach. Of the Shelby County Wildcats. Alex, did you get those starters when they called them out?
I did not. I couldn't.
We'll get him here in a second.
15, you got Sipes.
Sipes, Byrne, McGinnis.
Sutton Reed.
And it looks like Amari Thomas, your starting five for the Wildcats. They're in white, Aggies in black. Aggies going right to left. Wildcats left to right. Tap goes in the backcourt. Shelby County trying to save it on the sideline. They threw it off of Whetstone, but it didn't get out of bounds. Silicaga with the basketball. Left side of the floor, Corbin Patterson making the catch. Left key. He'll circle back around to the top, fire it into the near corner. Underneath, Spear hit the bottom of the backboard with it. Shelby County comes up with a rebound.
Rare moment when Josh Spear doesn't know where he is at the basket. Hits the underneath of it. Rare from him.
What a feed from Reed. Amari Thomas didn't make the shot. Actually, I think that might be Duncan Tyson on the floor. We'll try to get that number a little better for you in a second. Eric O'Neill jumping into a two and knocking it down. Aggies on the board first. 2-0, Aggies on top. Down on the other side, missed layup. That's Duncan Tyson. He's 0-for-2 from the floor. CJ into the corner to Whetstone. Wants a three. Tristan in and out. Rebound tapped high in the air. Picked up by Ryan Sipes. He'll work it into the front court. Left side, Nate Byrne at the top. Sutton Reed coming off a screen. Byrne, left key, back to Reed. Reed guarded by C.J. Franklin. As Ryan Sipes backs it back off, he'll work on O'Neill. McGinnis, right wing, to the top to Tyson. He threw it away. Intercepted. Franklin going up. Franklin finishing with the flush.
What about that from C.J. Franklin? Knows in that moment that they're trying to get it to Sutton Reed and jumps the passing lane.
Reed, a three and then a foul on Nate Byrne as he tackled Tristan Whetstone. Whetstone was on the deck, and Nate Byrne knew it immediately. Great play if Nate Byrne was a safety or a corner. Coming up and making a big hit on Tristan. Problem is, you can't do that in this sport. Aggies are working ahead under pressure. We beat it easily with Whetstone. Stepping inside of the arc, giving it back off to his point guard, C.J. Franklin. Oh, Coach Joel Jones trying to call a timeout. He's all the way on the other side of the floor.
I think Coach Cornelius had to help Coach Jones get the timeout.
Coach Jones got the timeout. It's a 30. Let's stay here. Yeah, he was about three. He was at three quarter. Excuse me, quarter court for on Shelby County on our side of the floor as they gave him the timeout. Silicaga leading at 4-0. Shelby County's missed some layups, but the Aggies defense. Kind of showing you maybe set the tempo for the rest of the night.
That's what they hang their hat on. That's what they hung their hat on under Coach Jones for the past two seasons, is turning the defense into immediate offense. And no greater example than C.J. Franklin jumping the passing lane, getting the steal, and immediately getting a dunk at the basket.
I don't know if he didn't like that Tristan just didn't push it underneath or what the reason for the timeout is, but CJ going to dribble to the far side of the floor to Corbin. Chest pass to Whetstone in the corner. CP left wing back to Whetstone. Open three. Tristan, same spot, missed it, same way. Got his own miss, trying to fire it cross court. Intercepted by Nate Byrne in Shelby County. Reed driving, kicking. CJ knocked it out.
Franklin almost did it again, reading the eyes of the ball handler.
Kenson, three, coming in the game. We're the number one in black tonight.
Another number switch. Jeremy's doing it to me again.
Different numbers for everybody in different jerseys. Put a graphic out that Josh was wearing a number that he normally wears in the next night. Then I realized in one of the photos used, he was wearing 13, 23, and something else. It's just.
I'm glad I memorized faces and not numbers. That's a big help.
Reed working on Franklin. Now Sipes right wing. Eric O'Neill got a hand extended. Catch made by McGinnis, right elbow, stepping back, tough two off the top of the backboard. Rebound, Josh Spear. Get your Josh Spear rebound tally going. Double-double last night for Josh. What, 20 and 15 or something like that for Spear. CJ for three, way off. Long rebound, chased down by Patterson. CJ got it, back to Josh, and then a foul called on the floor. White 15 on Ryan Sipes is who they get the foul on. Inlet pass to O'Neill, who has two. CJ has the other two. 4-0 Aggies as the shot for Patterson rolls around the rim. No good. Sipes ahead to Reed. Fakes a three. Driving underneath. Back off to Byrne. His three up and good. Listen, there's three guys for Shelby County that can all knock them down from anywhere on the floor, and there's one of them, Nate Byrne.
Byrne did burn Silicaga in the first half. Pun intended, Jeremy, in their last matchup. Silicaga able to handle them a lot better in the second half. Tonight getting the first points.
Patterson open for three, side of the rim. CJ, rebound, puts it up, missed the put back, but then maybe a tap back. Who'd you credit those points to?
We'll give it to CJ. It looked like he had majority of the hand on the ball.
So Franklin with four of six for the Aggies. Here's a steal. CJ on the other side. Layup good. Give CJ six of eight. As we lead it 8-3 in the first quarter, 3:39 to go. Silicaga trying to get to, what, 17-1 on the year with a win tonight?
And 4-1 in the area. That's the big one.
Reed fading across the paint off of one foot and one hand, making a very contested shot from 7 feet. The Aggies beat the press, and then O'Neill fires it away for a turnover, intercepted by Nate Byrne, his second steal of the night. Byrne to McGinnis, to Sipes at the top. Steal by Franklin again. Coming the other way, CJ. He'll go up. He'll miss the finger roll. Maybe fouled from behind as Corbin got the rebound. Here's Josh for three. Spear, no good. Rebound, Franklin. Shot blocked by McGinnis. Going back up, Franklin missed it. Spear puts it back up. Fouled and one. Josh Spear to the free throw line.
Wow. No quit in CJ, Josh, or any of the Aggies on the court. And we've said it time and time again, Jeremy, anytime a shot goes up, it feels like Josh Spear is always in position to get the rebound.
So many chances to quit on that possession, especially after a blocked shot. You can feel a little defeated after that. Well, CJ just gets it back, finds a way to get it on the rim, didn't make it. And then gave Josh Spear enough time to clear some space. Here's Josh, pretty good at the free throw line, makes it 11-5. Two and a half to play, first quarter. Spinning. Shelby County missed the lay-in. Spear with the board. Corbin to KT. Back to the left wing, Patterson skipping through the lane. Spear got a man in the air. Wow. Should have been a foul, but he got the shot to go anyways. 13-5. Timeout, Wildcats. We'll take 1-2. Aggies by 8 with 2 minutes to play in the first.
Omnia, innovation, and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of the Aggie Sports Network. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, after a Shelby County timeout. Aggies lead at 13-5 on the road tonight. Down the lane, Tyson gets his first field goal of the first half, 1-for-4 from the floor. 13-7 your score. Aggies quickly pushing it ahead and on the left side of the floor. Corbin to Franklin. Back to CJ again. KT making the catch. CJ going to post up in the corner, making the catch down low. Head fake, Franklin on the baseline. Cross court, back out. It's O'Neal on the right side, stepping inside of the arc, kicking off for Franklin. Three, no good. Boy, the Aggies cold from deep. Shelby County got the rebound, but then they'll give it right back. Aggies to inbound on the baseline.
Silicaga might be cold from deep, but this will be their third game of the week facing a zone. Briarwood instituted a 2-3. Lincoln went to a 1-3-1, and tonight Shelby County in a 2-3. And with him facing three straight zones, I feel like Silicaga's done a much better job.
Kenson, three.
Offensive.
Out of control, offensive foul.
Silicaga has done a much better job not letting the ball stick in one player's hands, penetrating the gaps in these zones and getting to the basket.
Minute 5 to play in the first. Byrne gives it off. McGinnis, fall away two. No good. Corbin pushes it ahead. Kenson, three, on the drive again. Stopping, floating, missing the shot. Byrne. Little teardrop floater. Missed everything, but an offensive rebound. Sutton Reed stolen by Franklin on the run. He'll go up, and he will flush it down.
8 points and four steals in the first quarter alone for C.J. Franklin.
Oh, my goodness, Franklin. Listen, they run a lot of off-ball screens to pass the three-point shooters, and CJ's picked three of those off in this one, just jumping the pass.
And all four of them were intended for Sutton Reed. I think Sutton Reed might be seeing CJ Franklin in his nightmares for the next couple of days.
They turned it over on the baseline. Byrne fell out of bounds with the rock. Aggies by 8, 10 seconds to go. See if we can get a bucket here before the buzzer sounds to end the Donahue Physical Therapy first quarter. Corbin already in the front court. O'Neal going up, laying it up, and a second offensive foul. O'Neal spun right in to Peyton Peters, who's taking his second charge. He just checked in at the 45-second mark.
Chelsea, there used to be a challenge of who could draw the most charges in a basketball season. I know a couple years ago, one of the players set the record for it. I wish I could have done that.
At the buzzer, Wildcats no good. It will go to the second quarter, 15-7. Good guys on top.
Feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Wright Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Aggie Sports Network, fueled by Allen Oil Company and Allen Brew Markets. 15-7, start of the second quarter. Aggies on top. Big quarter from Franklin, 8 of the 15, and then a foul. Shelby County driving to the bucket. This will send McGinnis to the stripe. Make sure we change our quarter here on the scoreboard. 15-7. First free throw up and good. Fifteen to nine after they knocked them both down. 7:45 to go, second quarter. Sylacauga with Corbin, Eric, CJ, Josh, and Kinson on the floor. CJ, right wing three, no good. Rebound, Spear, put back. Oh, where's the whistle on the foul? Another offensive rebound, though. KT going to get it back.
Josh Spear got that rebound with one hand. I don't know how you don't see the whistle.
Corbin, three. No, long rebound. Aggie's going to get it back. CJ down the lane to Josh. Fouled this time. Fights through the contact, makes the shot, and gets the whistle.
Finally, reward the man for battling down low, official. Josh is getting hacked down there.
Jeez, he's playing good basketball right now. I mean, it seems like every night he's around the 20-point mark. And
tonight he's already got 7 points and 5 boards.
Against teams with more size, he's getting 20. Might be a little tougher, but Josh in this game is just dominating the glass for us. He missed a free throw. We don't complete the 3-point play, but we do lead it by 8. They almost threw it away. Yes, they did throw it away. But they almost threw another interception to C.J. Franklin.
Maybe CJ missed a call, and maybe he should have been a DB and quarterback for the Aggies.
Yeah, he could have gone both ways, for sure. Kinson rising and firing a three. Three, no good. Josh had the rebound go through his hands. And stolen by Franklin. He'll go up, and he'll two-hand flush it.
Jeremy, I think CJ...
10 points off steals for Franklin.
I think CJ had a 9-steal game last year. I can't remember who it was against, but he had one. Tonight, already 5 steals.
That's crazy. as they hit a tough one, a jumper from just inside of the arc, 19-11. It's like you feel like saying welcome to the CJ show, but Josh is sitting there with 8 points, but right around it. CJ going to drive, step by the defense, floated up, missed the shot, tap back, no, and then they called that foul on the Aggies.
It might also be his career high for dunks in a game with three. Jeremy. All three being off those steals he's already gathered in the first half.
Top of the key, stolen Franklin, still number six, going up, missed the dunk. Tried to go with a right hand, Franklin. Six steals on the night, picked it off, Whetstone underneath, missed the layup. Reed, step back, three, blocked. The Aggies reel it in. It might have been Shelby County last year where CJ got all those steals, now that we think about it.
It was an area game. I can't remember if it was Clay Central or Shelby County.
Wow. What a pass for O'Neill to Josh Spear. We didn't get back on defense, and we give up a layup. 21-13, your score.
Against Briarwood, Eric O'Neill threw about three of those good interior passes. Done it here tonight already. The growth in his passing game has been on display past three games this week.
Twenty-one, 13. Reed cross court. A layup by the Aggies on the other side and a timeout for Shelby County. We'll take one, two, 23-13. Aggies extending their lead to 10 as we go to break with 4:25 to go, second quarter.
AMIA, innovation, and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, AMIA helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. AMIA is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
23-13, thanks for joining us however you're listening tonight. This is an audio-only broadcast. Not allowed to stream Shelby County home games, but we can bring you a slate with the scoreboard. So comment asking on YouTube. It does say to listen in the title, not watch. Keep a heads up as the Aggies force a missed shot on the other side. Eric O'Neill dunking it down. A little snowbird for O'Neill and a timeout, Shelby County, and they're not happy. 25-13. Let's stay here. They just came out of a timeout. Chase Cornelius for Shelby County. Going to lose his mind as they have not contained Sylacauga. Didn't get back on defense. And Eric O'Neill emphatically dunking it down with two hands.
The defense for Sylacauga outstanding tonight. There was a worry, I think, from numerous people how they would answer the bell playing two tough games back-to-back nights. And tonight on the road against Shelby County, they're in the passing lanes. It feels like they're playing with a little pep in their step. C.J. Franklin with six steals. Outstanding night for him thus far. I believe there's been five dunks in the game, four from C.J. and one from Eric.
Coach Cornelius can't be happy about that. Just called a timeout for his team to get under, see if they could get these Aggies under wraps and giving up a dunk on the other side uncontested. It's not something he's going to like, and he ain't going to like that. Right out of the timeout, they threw it away. They'll immediately make the substitution.
I'd hate to be in that locker room at halftime. Not going to be a nice comment said.
He is an intense guy for sure. But similar intensity to Coach Joel Jones, the problem is the Aggies just have better basketball players. And CJ and Eric and Josh have really shown it tonight. Corbin has helped facilitate a lot of this as Sarayan has checked in the game for the first time. The three up, and Corbin Patterson on cue, knocking down a Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer. There's a steal again. CJ, steal number seven. He'll go up. Missed the layup. Got fouled. Got hacked, rather. Steal number seven for CJ. How is this possible? And we haven't even played a half. What's the call here? Got a foul. And Tristan Whetstone is down.
Josh Spear on track for a double-double with points and rebounds. And C.J. Franklin on track for a double-double with points and steals.
This is Whetstone that's down on the floor. They're still working on Tristan. 28-15. Tristan's going to get up. A little collision. It was under the bucket, but it was away from the ball. And did they looked like they got a foul somewhere in there, did they?
They did. They got it on Silicaga. They whistled it on the rebound.
Got to bring a towel over. Thank everybody how they're watching and listening. Always on Mix 106.5, the Radio Alabama app. Just click on the Aggie Sports Network YouTube. We got people listening all over the country. Get texts all the time. We have listeners in California, Indiana, Illinois. During football season, we have listeners in Europe and viewers in Europe. So able to bring these broadcasts. I know it's sometimes frustrating that we can't bring you live video from all these road games, but we will have live video tomorrow night against Winterboro at home as Josh denied at the rim. That's Nate Burnless. He's a true 6'4 guy. He can get up. He can shoot the three as it ends up a layup on the other side with Andre McGinnis. McMillan to Patterson. Another three for Corbin. Corbin said, don't forget about me. I'm a senior leader on this ball club, too.
Corbin hit two big threes in the win against Childersburg on the road. Huge for Corbin Patterson tonight with the two big three-pointers. Continue to separate themselves from Silicaga. Shelby County, sorry.
31-19. Byrne knocks down a two. A jumper from the left elbow. Aggies by 10. Josh with his back to the bucket. CJ wants a three. Can he get in the three-point column? He won't. Eric O'Neill chases down the long rebound, though. We'll get a second chance at it. Sarayan inside. The lefty puts up a jumper. Missed it. Got his on miss. Got fouled. Spear comes up with a board. Gets fouled. Shot wouldn't go. But he's got two free throws coming his way from the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line. First one from Spear, up and good. Yeah, Josh missed a free throw earlier. I know it had to frustrate him. He's been pretty reliable at the stripe for the Aggies all season. We've struggled in other places. And, you know, we saw CJ struggle at the line earlier. I think he went, early in the season, he went like 10 for 12 against Briarwood.
10 for 12. Ended up being the difference in that basketball game, the Aggies free throw shooting. I know you can credit the defense from a lot of the Aggies, including KT and Corbin Patterson, but when you make your free throws like Silicaga did, you make it hard for somebody like Briarwood to beat you.
Spear missed the second, 32-21, a minute 18 to go in the second quarter. McGinnis at the top. Right side of the floor, Ryan Sipes just checked back in for the Wildcats. Right side of the floor, Shelby County, Byrne, 25 feet from the bucket. Had his ball tipped by Spear, then forces up a three. Josh Spear got fouled over the back and still got the rebound. And in the corner to O'Neill. Elo, underhand feed. McMillan, layup, no good. And then a foul on Sarayan.
How is there a foul on that one? But the other end, Josh Spear tackled to the floor and there's no whistle. Wow.
Get a substitution. Moore to check in for Shelby County. He'll be the man to bring it across. Aggies by 11, 38 seconds to go. Moore picks up his dribble. Swings it to McGinnis, left side of the floor. Shelby County being patient. High ball screen. McGinnis accelerating to the bucket, trying to get inside of Josh. Josh cut him off, but they made a tough shot.
Can't do much better if you're Josh Spear. Cuts his lane off to the basket. Gets a hand in his face. McGinnis makes a difficult shot.
10 seconds to go. Aggie's going to hold for the final shot. CJ to Corbin. Open for three. Patterson off the back iron. Rebounded by Franklin. Missed a shot. Put back Spear. Didn't go for him. And we'll take a 9-point lead into the break. 32-23, your score. Start Physical Therapy Halftime Show when we come back.
At Marble City Pharmacy, we're more than a pharmacy. We're part of your life. Our quick, convenient drive-thru makes picking up prescriptions fast and easy, so you can get back to what matters most. Step inside and you'll find a unique gift shop featuring beautiful Kipchurskaw jewelry, perfect for any occasion. With hometown service, friendly faces, and care you can trust, Marble City Pharmacy is always by your side. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
At Toyota of Silicaga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Silicaga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsilicaga.com.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Silicaga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silicaga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Silicaga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Silicaga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show.
Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 32-23. Aggies lead it by 9 at the break. Shelby County's hung in there. They've played good basketball. The Aggies just playing a little bit better with a 9-point lead. Turnovers the problem for Shelby County. Defense to offense has been the opportunity for the Aggies in this one. C.J. Franklin, 7 steals. Bauman's got all the point totals for you, but what a half for Josh and C.J.
C.J., 10 points, 5 rebounds, and those 7 steals we talked about, Jeremy. Corbin Patterson, 6 points and 3 rebounds. Those 6 points all in that second quarter off those 2 threes he made. Eric O'Neill with 6 points and Josh Beer with 10 points and 8 rebounds on track for another double-double.
So how far is CJ away from a triple-double there?
He has the points. He's got the 10 points. He needs the 5 rebounds and 3 steals to get that triple-double.
What a half for Franklin. Missed a few dunks in the process, too, but, you know, one of them really wasn't that open. It would have been a poster. So, Silicaga in this one, what have you liked about their offensive rhythm? They haven't had to get into a rhythm much offensively. Early in the game, Coach Jones called a timeout because we held the ball a little too long, but it's just really been the clamps that they've put on this Shelby County team. This is a Shelby County team, you know, a new look under Chase Cornelius. They want to get into the 70s. They want to push the pace up. They're not going to get there tonight.
Not tonight. Silicaga keeping them in check. The ball pressure from Silicaga on ball and off ball has given them fits, led to those turnovers. C.J. Franklin, that's where he got his 7 steals from, is the off-ball defense he's putting on people like Sutton Reed, has not let those passes get through that normally Shelby County loves to get to guys like Sutton Reed to get those open 3-point shots. And offensively in the half court, Silicaga's done a much better job. The ball's not sticking in one player's hands, constantly moving, whether they're driving to the basket and kicking, getting to the basket, feeding the person down low. There's just not a lot of standing around. And that was an issue for Silicaga early in the year, a lot of standing around watching guys dribble it around and heave some shots up. But tonight and last night have done a much better job moving with intention, with and without the basketball, and it's led to a lot more success offensively in the half court.
So fun to watch because, you know, a lot of the points for the Aggies have come from 2 guys, but defensively it has been by committee, whether it's been Whetstone on the floor, Kenson 3, Eric O'Neill, Corbin Patterson. They have really just locked down what this Shelby County team is trying to do. High ball screens, off ball screens, trying to get open shooters. Silicaga just not having it.
They're not having it at all. And under Coach Jones, you must play defense or you will not play. Coach Jones, he prides himself and he prides his team to have the best defense they possibly can. And tonight has been the perfect display of it. CJ might have seven steals, but all five guys that have touched the floor, whether it's been KT, Corbin, Sarayan, Eric, Whetstone, Josh, they've come on the court in the defense. There hasn't been a lapse in coverage at all. The on-ball pressure, off-ball pressure, been outstanding. Coach Jones has to be happy with that first half.
This has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show, second half. When we come back, 32-23, Aggies lead it at halftime.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 4 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6, or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Getting set for this second half, third quarter. 32-23, Aggies on top. Varsity girls with a win. JV boys with a win. Varsity boys trying to do the same. Homecoming for JV head coach Skylar Patterson and varsity assistant Skylar Patterson. Played his high school ball here at Shelby County High School in this gymnasium. You know, he wants to get a varsity win. His JV team already got it done tonight. Tells me he was a hooper back in the day.
I don't doubt it.
I believe it.
Don't doubt it at all.
I don't know if he was as fast as Corbin. You know, his youngest son is a little league quarterback and has an absolute cannon. So, got to keep the Pattersons around. Here we go. Start of the third. CJ with the basketball. Working at the top. He'll attack the middle of the floor, and he got fouled. Was on the pass. No shot.
Now they're saying it. Yeah, on the shot.
They say he was shooting?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. I thought he was trying to dish that into the corner to Kinson Threet. So CJ to the free throw line for two. Makes the first. Oh, 34-23, made them both. Tyson in the corner. A wide open three for Shelby County. Missed it. Those are the shots Shelby County is going to have to make to get back in this ball game. But they do chase down an offensive rebound with Nate Byrne. McGinnis on the drive, retreating. Nowhere to go with the basketball. Sutton Reed making the catch, taking a high ball screen. Surprise, Reed didn't pull the trigger on that one. Had some separation. Reed again, KT coming out to get him. Tyson down the lane, fouled and one. Oh, they caught a foul on Spear.
Wow. They've let a lot go in this basketball game, and that one of the weaker calls tonight.
I feel like Josh kind of gave way, put his hands up, and they'll try to answer back here. Aggies by nine. Tyson's free throw is good. Just an 8-point game. Still working a full court press. CJ with it in the front court now. Corbin near side. Looking down the defense. Chest pass over to CJ. He'll point with his left hand in direct traffic over to O'Neal on the left side of the floor. CJ back at the top. Patterson. Three for Corbin. No good. Hit the rim. Backboard. It bounced off. Spear. Rebound. Spinning. Underneath. What a move for Spear.
He did that so many times last night. The body control, the ability to keep the pivot foot, but create space under the basket.
36-26 after the bucket for Josh. McGinnis trying to get past Spear. And there you see the versatility of Josh. He can come out and guard the point guard, and he can take on Tyson down low. McGinnis driving, fell down. Oh, they called a foul on the Aggies.
Wow.
To get it on Eric O'Neal.
Felt like there was a little bit of a wet spot on the court. McGinnis slipped.
McGinnis making the catch. This time spinning on O'Neal. Got Eric in the air, fouled, and they'll get him on the shot this time. So three quick fouls on the Aggies here in the second half. First free throw, McGinnis missed it. Here's the second, no good. Rebound O'Neal. And he got poked in the eye, and now you'll get an official timeout. Eric had to check out. Holtzclaw in the game. Corbin to KT. Jeshua open for three. Decided not to pull it. He saw Coach Jones say, if you're open, shoot it. Jeshua for three, no good. Byrne on this side, blocked out of bounds. Good defense for the Aggies. Get it in. McGinnis down the lane. Got fouled, and then they'll stop play because the horn blew. Officials having a discussion.
What in the world?
So what just happened?
They called a foul on KT for a block after the horn sounded.
And then they said the horn does not stop the play, so that's the fourth foul, and they're at the line shooting two. So So you just blow the horn in the middle of the play and nobody's supposed to, everybody's supposed to act like it didn't happen?
I thought that was for safety of players. If the horn sounds, you stop.
And then the foul happened well after the horn, so they're at the stripe shooting too.
It's almost like in football when you hear a whistle, you stop because you're trying to protect people, especially the quarterback, if they're dropped back with the ball from getting smacked.
They made both free throws. Okay. 36-28. Come on, Aggies. Let's pull away here. We've hit two threes in this game. Both of them were by Corbin Patterson. We have been ice cold from deep. Can we get something going? Spear firing a three. No good. A little strong. Holtz clawing with a rebound off to Corbin. CJ wants one. CJ's got one. 39-28.
The closer, CJ Franklin. You ask for a three, he gives you one, Jeremy.
Oh, that's going to go to CJ's head so fast. Here we go on the spin. They have to kick it out. 39-28 after a Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer. Sipes wants a three. It's short. Long rebound into the hands of Shelby County. Excuse me, that was Reed. Sipes with the rebound. McGinnis, skip pass to Byrne, well out beyond the arc. Tyson, who's a post player, making the catch, top of the key. Tyson gets it into the corner to Reed. Nowhere to go for Reed. Back to Sipes. Sipes going to work on Holtzclaw. Sipes, backdoor feed. Reed blocked by Josh, and he'll palm it and take it ahead now with CJ.
That rebound locks in Josh Beer for another double-double. 12 points and 10 rebounds.
Three up. Holtzclaw missed it. Out of bounds it goes. So CJ close to a double-double, maybe close to a triple-double too, and Josh Beer already with a double-double.
What a night for the Aggies when they needed it in an area matchup against Shelby County.
Yeah, in a game where the offense feels a little sluggish, but you still have an 11-point lead.
You take it one how you can get the win, Jeremy. And tonight, after playing two tough games, one going into overtime, you knew there was going to be a little bit of tired legs. They've weathered the storm for the most part.
Yeah, credit Coach Jones. Most teams aren't playing four games this time of year in the middle area plays, letting the guys get after it. 39-28, 3:30 to go, third quarter. Sipes rising and firing a three, well strong. A little too much on it. Patterson with the rebound. Stopping, changing direction, accelerating to the bucket. Kicking it back off to Spear at the top now, Franklin. Holtzclaw, right key, CJ Patterson, open for three, give me another one. Corbin Patterson knocking down a Marble City Pharmacy three. Aggies by 14. They cut it to eight just a few minutes ago. Back-to-back threes for the Aggies. Long three, air ball. Holtzclaw with the board. Joshua into the front court to KT. Corbin. In the midcourt circle, Franklin for three. Good! Yeah, this game's over, buddy. 45-28. Aggies by 17. Timeout. Wildcats will take one, too. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Back after a timeout, Aggies by 17 after a barrage of threes. Our last three buckets have been from beyond the arc. Two from CJ, one from Corbin. And underneath the bucket, they will answer with Charles Moore for two. Aggies by 15. 2:08 to play in the third. KT making the catch, turning around, knocking one home as Kenson three.
Kenson hit a big shot against Briarwood late in that game to help the Aggies to the win, almost in that same spot.
14-foot little jumper just inside of the free throw line. They'll kick out for three. Wildcats well short. They have just been off the mark from deep. They've had some open looks. They just haven't gone for them. 47-30 here in the third quarter. 34 to go. Aggies fire a three. Missed it. We got the rebound. They're just hitting Josh down there, and it took forever to get a whistle as they were over his back.
I say this a lot, but I'm not sure how Josh Beer got that rebound.
It was one versus three under there, and 13 came up with it.
Almost a weight room play, snatches it out of their hands.
CJ trapped in the corner to the top to Corbin. Ah, shoot it. Corbin, we're up by 17 right here. You've been hot. CJ, can he stay hot? Oh! Marble City Pharmacy 3. Franklin puts the good guys up by 20.
Make it 21 for CJ Franklin. Continuing his hot week.
A big week for CJ as we fouled him on the shot. Aggies opening it up here. Had an 8-point lead at halftime. They've hit, what, five threes in this quarter? Four threes in the quarter?
Four. Three from CJ and two, or one from Corbin.
As they made one of those free throws, and that's pretty much the difference. We've outscored them by 11 here in the third quarter. Corbin, cross court, KT underneath the goal to Trey Wright for two. 52-31 with 27 seconds to go in the third. Moore foul on the shot. More good on the first free throw. Get Shelby County back within 20. We talked about it the whole first half, Alex. It felt like there was a lid on the bucket when the Aggies were shooting a three. Corbin finally knocked down two in the second quarter. Since then, it's been pretty good to us from deep.
Been good for CJ in this third quarter. 3 for 3 from three.
Got a foul on Shelby County. On Carter Killingsworth. Hey, Aggies beat the press. Here's Corbin into the corner to Trey. Threw it behind him and out of bounds with 7.6 to go.
Corbin thought Trey was going to sit in that corner, and Trey dives to the basket. A little bit of a miscommunication between Corbin and Trey, who haven't been on the court a whole lot together this season.
.6 on the clock in the third quarter. Moore for Shelby County. Going to push it into the front court. Reed underneath. They didn't get it off. Shot was good, but it wasn't in time. 33-52. Aggies on top. We'll be back with the fourth quarter.
First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Fourth quarter. Aggies up by 19 here in the fourth.
The Aggies outscored Shelby County in that third quarter 20-10. Doubling them up.
What a third quarter. A lot of it was from deep. Shelby County wasn't playing that bad of defense. They just over-rotated a few times. The Aggies got open. There's a three for Franklin. Goodness, another one for CJ.
Closing in on a 30 bomb tonight, Jeremy. Had one against Briarwood. Can we get two in 1 week from CJ?
Oh, my gosh. What is he at now?
Naked, let's see, threes.
Three up for Shelby County.
24.
Here's Eric on the other side. He'll lay it up. He'll lay it in. I think he's by 24. He's got how many?
24.
When you say he's close to a 30 bomb, I need him to at least be 27 plus. Tyson, 4-3. Missed it. Here's Trey in the front court. Trey Wright will attack, and Trey Wright going to finish.
How about Trey Wright? 4 points in the second half.
Got to love it, what the Aggies have done here in the second half, leading it now by 26. Shelby County with it underneath. Maggie's might have gotten away with a foul, and then a shot by Tyson will drop. A little put back. 59-35. Corbin working the right side. Over to KT. To Eric. Kinson driving. Right side going up. Maybe got away with the charge. Put back no good for
Trey. Dennis loose under the basket. Who's going to come up with it? Skinson three. Going up. Got fouled. And he'll go to the line.
We always credit Josh Fear for no quit on the glass. Kinson three that possession, no quit. Two offensive rebounds and going to the line.
KT at the stripe with a 24-point lead. Missed them both, and you got a lane violation or a foul?
There's lane violation on the first one. Players were trying to switch positions as Kinson was doing his free throw routine.
Josh Spear going to check in for Trey right here. Aggies no good on either one of those. 59-35. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Shelby County passing it around the perimeter. Tyson making the catch. Left key picks up his dribble. Now Moore. Get an offensive foul on Shelby County. This one all but over here. Aggies throw it away.
One of the few turnovers for Sylacauga tonight. Not mistaken, they've been held under double-digit turnovers.
Wildcats is trying to get something going. The Aggies with a steal. Corbin Patterson pushing it. Corbin on the baseline. Spin. Kickoff. Eric. Head fakes a three. Down the left side of the lane. Shot was a little too strong. Rebound down on the floor. Cleared by Shelby County at the midway point of the fourth with the Aggies leading by 24. Three ball blocked by Franklin. They'll get it back with Moore. He'll pull it back off. Now it's Tyson out beyond the arc. Braxton Lawson, left wing, just checked in for Shelby County. Moore making the catch at the top of the key. At the top, Lawson. Guarded by Eric, takes a screen, goes left, puts one off the window with a left hand and in. 59-37. Got a foul down on this end. That will send Eric O'Neill to the line. Eric's first, no good. But not been a great night from the field for Eric O'Neill. Tonight we really didn't need it, though. That's the crazy thing. Sylacauga's playing good basketball, and Eric O'Neill, not that he's played bad ball. They haven't really needed him to score a lot.
You don't need him when CJ's got 24 and Josh with a double-double, 12 points and 10 rebounds. Outside of that, Aggies, everybody touched the floor tonight, I think, has played some pretty good basketball. KT, even Trey Wright coming in, had 4 points and 3 rebounds.
Thank you.
3:05 to go. Aggies will get to, 4-1 in the area with one area game remaining.
Being at Clay Central, which is where Sylacauga lost their only area game last year.
Tough place to play. They gets a little more chippy, and the whistles come in less frequently for the road teams up there in Lineville. Nice gym, nice place to play. We do have a Clay Central Sports Network. Good people on the air with it. Just really like to beat Clay County when we go up there.
Be huge for Sylacauga. Keeps them on pace to have that coin flip of hosting the area tournament. And if they do, it'll be back-to-back years for the Aggies.
Free throw for Moore, no good, with Shelby County at the line. Sylacauga leading it by 22. Hayden Hubbard in the game. Here comes Jace Welch, Sanders, and Sarai McMillan. Haven't seen a lot of Sarai tonight, who's played a ton of minutes over the last few ball games.
He has done some good things for Coach Joel Jones. Come in, got the rebounds, battled down low, and in Briarwood in that game, I thought he came in. He might not have scored 10, 15 points, but he gave him good minutes when Whetstone was struggling.
Sanders for three, no good. Rebound Hubbard, got fouled. Hayden almost got it to go. And he'll go to the free throw line for two. With 2:23 left in the fourth. Hubbard not able to convert. 59-38 score. Aggies get a stop with 2 minutes to play, leading about 21. CJ, left key, working on the defender. Drifting to the right side. Here's Welch. Sanders for the Aggies, giving it off to Jace Welch. Jace down the lane. This is going to be a charge.
All night, Shelby County, when Sylacauga has driven to the basket, there's always at least one guy planted trying to draw a charge.
Shelby County getting a two-pointer with a minute 20 to go. Down the lane, Franklin, reverse, and then they got him with an offensive foul.
That's one I don't agree with. Player flops. C.J. Franklin avoids him, and the guy just keels over. Not a fan of that one.
Cats under a minute. Underneath, wild shot. Put back good. 42-59. Aggies still comfortably in control. Trying to get this win and get out of here. Coach Jones calling a fool.
We'll be back at 60. Made it from half court, too.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. He wanted to count.
Let's take a break. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Aggies lead it by 17.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break.
Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Silacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Final 45 seconds for you tonight. Silacauga gonna get to 17-1. A lot of ball to be played next week, county tournament. The following week, they got four games, and I think the week after that, they might have four games, and then we'll get to the playoffs as McMillan fouled on the way up with 29.1 to go. Yankees missed the free throw.
Jim, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but it's a five-game week.
Okay.
Coming up.
Let's do it.
26th, Clay Central at Clay Central. 27th at Coosa Central. 29th at Chelsea. 30th, Coosa Central back at home. And the 31st, that rescheduled Benjamin Russell game.
Oh, they're trying to kill me.
And
they're trying to get me, Alex.
And then the following Monday is the final regular season game against B.B. Comer.
They're trying to get me. They don't want me to sleep. 60-42, Aggies by 18. We'll go to the line with Sanders to shoot two.
Well, I didn't realize that until just now, Jeremy. Five-game week. Only break being Wednesday.
Makes the first. And makes the second, 62-42. With 10 seconds to go, Moore on the drive for Shelby County. Laying it up, missed the shot. Put back is good for the Wildcats. That's how it'll end, as Shelby County's actually going to get a steal and a bucket to close it out. Your final score, 62-46. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy postgame show.
You've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters. AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Silacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 62-46, your final score. Aggies keep on winning as they get to 17-1 on the season. A dominant performance for Silacauga tonight.
Dominant performance, especially for C.J. Franklin. Finished with 24 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 steals. Unfortunately, was not able to record a steal in that second half. Nonetheless, still a great performance from C.J. Franklin, getting all those steals and helping Silacauga get out to that big lead. Josh Beer with 12 points and 12 rebounds. So, Baker's dozen both ways. Corbin with 9 and Eric with 8.
More importantly, 4-1 in the area. You're about locked in. I don't have done all the math, but you feel good about your chances on the road at Clay Central on Friday. Next Monday? Next Monday at Clay Central. Two Mondays from now.
Because next Monday is the area tournament.
County tournament. Next week, but feel good about that. Silacauga going to gear up for tomorrow night's game against the Winterboro Bulldogs. Your takeaways from tonight. Shelby County, they're a pesky team. They're a good defensive team. And the Aggies, I think the biggest thing tonight, they knocked down some open shots in the second half. That really puts a lot of stress on a defense.
I don't have any more questions about Sylacauga's legs and their conditioning. After three straight nights of three difficult games, I know the scores against Shelby County and Lincoln might not show that, but being able to beat those teams as well as going into overtime against Briarwood and win that, huge for Sylacauga this week. Had to finish it off tomorrow, though, against Winterboro. Winterboro is not going to pull any punches. Being at Sylacauga, that's a rivalry game. I'm excited for tomorrow, Jeremy.
Tomorrow night, back at home, full live video broadcast for everybody at Douglas Martin Court. Varsity girls at 6, varsity boys at 7:30. Be there with us as the Aggies take on the Winterboro Bulldogs. From Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Sylacauga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.